Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Goodbye, my friend. I know you're gonna shake and come like a thing.
Bye, bye, bye. Oh my god, I love NSYNC, Curly.
I'm not singing that song. No, I was singing the Spice Girls. 1988 hit single when Ginger Spice left the band because of allegations that she was fighting with other people in the band.
I love Ginger on my sushi.
Oh, so do I. Not what I'm talking about.
Bye. But
okay, Maya, just get in here.
Get in here!
My name is Curly.
And I'm Maya.
And welcome to
the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast.
A super secret club where we talk about super secret things.
Yeah, like secrets that are super.
That's what it is.
In each episode, we'll talk about love, friendship, heartbreaks, men, and of course, our favorite secrets.
Get in here!
Well, I've been afraid of changing.
I'm ready for your country album. I'm ready for your country era.
Oh my god, when I was younger, every song that I sang sounded like country. Like, I would be like, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. And my friends everybody would be like, why do you sound country when you sing everything? I'm like, I don't sound country, but anyway. Well, guys, welcome to another episode of the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast. Today we'll be talking about something kind of, I think it's really, it's a part of growing up and everybody has to do it. And it's basically goodbyes, how they can be hard, but somehow very important. And it's something that, you know, is a big deal, I think. But before we get into that, Maya, how is your spirit today?
Yes. Hi, everyone. My spirit is good. You know how when you start your period talk, like yesterday I started my period and, you know, sometimes you're like, did I start my period? And then you're like, no, it's fine. It's just a little cold down there. It's just wet there. And so yesterday I started my period and I was like, wow, this is the first time that I've bled on myself in a long time. Mm-hmm. Wow, what an experience. And so I'm just kind of recovering
like
from that.
Like a little one? Like a little one or like a big one?
Big one.
Oh, wow.
Big one, but it's fine. I was like, oh, okay. It just is like bodies are so interesting. And so I'm kind Absolutely. Of like... You know, my friend is in town and we're going to like rally tonight. So I'm like, put in that super jumbo tampon and get to step in, get to the Americana, get you some drinks at the Cheesecake Factory and take a little gummy, get a little crossfaded and go see Mean Girls. That's what I'm doing tonight.
Oh, nice. I always tell all my friends with periods, I'm like, I think that. Y'all kind of, y'all make it look really easy, but I can feel like if I were to have a period, I would be absolutely devastated every month. I would be like, I would for sure get it on everything. Like, I just know I would get it on everything. I know that I would be like so moody. I would be so like, I would just be the worst person. And so, you know, I really just hats off to you is what I'm trying to say, because I know that it's not easy. And like, truly, I don't even know how you contain it. You're like, it hasn't happened to me in a long time. But like, it would happen to me all the time, I think. I get boogers and jizz on everything, and that's just...
Jizz? Did you say jizz?
Anyways, my spirit is is just like an old thing to say now.
Damn, that's so raunchy. That's a little raunchy.
Oh my God, what was I gonna tell you? My spirit's really good, actually. I'm kind of, this week was really nice. I've just been working a lot, drinking a lot of coffee, eating a lot of food. I realized that I've been living in a hoodie for like the past, I don't know, month.
Oh yeah, like, it's been like big sweater months. Season.
Yeah.
It's cold in LA.
Yeah, it's so cold in LA. I was looking for new photos to put on my Tinder and my Hinge profile. And I realized, I was like, huh, that's a good profile. And I was like, oh, I'm literally in a hoodie in all of my photos. So anyways. But yeah, so I guess that brings us to our topic of the day, which is goodbyes. I wanted to talk about this because I feel like I am terrible. Like, I'm afraid of saying goodbye. Goodbyes kind of really freak me out in a lot of ways. Not in a way that I'm paralyzed by it, but I like, they're very dramatic for me. They're very like, just like, I was just listening to Ana Gabriel before, and she has a song called Destino. And it's like, and it's like, boom, boom. And I feel like that to me is what a goodbye sounds like. Like, it's just so dramatic.
All of her songs yeah. are goodbye songs.
Yeah. Hoy se pregunta con gran tristeza. Anyways,
you know what my nanny would say? She'd be like, do you know she's a lesbian?
Oh, I know my mom too. Every time I'm like, mom. My mom always has her CD in the car.
Yeah, same with my nanny.
Tú sabes que es una lesbiana, ¿verdad? I think my mom's trying to relate to me.
I'm like, okay. She just goes, you know, she's a lesbian.
But I feel like with me, I think I'm so bad at saying goodbyes that I actually have had the same best friends in my life since I was 8 years old. I'm still cool with all my ex-boyfriends. I still somehow keep in touch with a little bit of people here and there all the time. I feel like I'm not good at goodbyes. What about you? What do you think?
There's so many goodbye songs with the word goodbye. Mm-hmm. The Beyonce song, Best Day Ever Had by Beyonce. Thank God I found the good and good. Thank God I found the good and goodbye. I used to want you so bad. Thank God I found the good and goodbye.
That's the truth. Finding the good and goodbye, you know?
Well, in this episode, we basically want the intention to be to talk more about goodbyes and just like to make them a little easier. You know, I feel like a lot of people don't want to talk about death or the ending of things. And that's why they're so difficult sometimes, is because we don't talk about it. Like, I think a lot of the things with my anxiety that you kind of helped me with, Curly, like, what's the worst possible thing that could happen? Like, take your mind there. Like, okay, you get there and so-and-so is there. And what do you do? You know? So I feel like this is kind of like a healing moment for everyone right now on the pod, is just to, we're all sitting down. It's the end of the night. It's like 1 a.m. Nobody wants to leave yet. So we're finding like random topics to talk about, and they might get a little deep. So just a little bit of a trigger warning, but also, I never leave a phone call without saying goodbye. I never leave a phone call saying like goodbye without saying I love you.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
I say goodbye, love you.
Me too.
Love you, because my anxiety will be like,
if you don't say I love you, that could be the last time that you could ever talk to them ever again, and then you didn't say I love you.
And you know what? I don't know if it's like very LA or what, but I say I love you to everyone. I'm like, love you. Like, I'm not like a big, like, you know, some people go, oh my God, I can't say I love you. It's reserved. I mean, do you? Like, I don't care whatever you're into. But for me, I'm like, even, I feel like there's different levels of love, and I can love you. I can absolutely be like, yeah, I've met them like 5 times and I love them. They're amazing, you know? But I do say that a lot because I don't want the last thing, again, for them to hear or here for me, or the last thing for me to say is something outside of like love, you know?
Right.
But I, you know me, I always want to do research. I always want to find out like, what is the reason why goodbyes are so hard? And I couldn't really find a lot of research, but the one thing that I could find was like on some magazine, I think it was like psychology.com or something. I don't know if that's a magazine website. I don't mean magazine. And they were talking about how like goodbyes can be harder for different people because it stimulates different parts of your brain. Of course, like everything, every emotion is stimulated from something happening in your brain. And it was saying that in some with some people, the process, the area of your brain that processes grief, you know, is stimulated when you're saying goodbye. But for others, the pain processing areas, but also the pleasure parts are stimulated at the same time. So it can get a little hard for people to kind of like deal with goodbyes, sometimes more so than others. And so I thought, oh, maybe that's me, because I tend to kind of like romanticize goodbyes in almost like a spiritual romantic way, right? Like I'm so thankful for the time that we had together. I'm so thankful for whether it was a good experience, a bad experience. You know, we had somebody that was in our orbit for a while. And when they left our orbit, I remember our last day together. And I was so sad to like have them go. And even though it wasn't the most pleasurable experience, I remember like going home and being like, thank you so much, life, for that experience. Thank you so much for that. It was hard, but it was beautiful. And like there's a song in the goodbye song, like, so glad we made it. Time will never change it. And I think about like, I'm so glad that we made it. I'm so glad that we came this far. I'm sorry that it didn't work out. It's so sad that we didn't have a good time together. But goodbye, you know? But I think that it's still, whether they're good or bad goodbyes, they do tend to be kind of really hard on me.
I want to know first, what kind of goodbye are you? Like, do you say bye or bye-bye or see you later? Like when you're leaving a party?
I'm like,
and depends. How do you say goodbye? That's what I want to know.
I always say bye y'all. I'm out. No, yeah. You know me. I always go, I'm outies. I'm out.
Yeah. And you do a peace sign.
Yeah, I'm out
from across the room. And, like, and it's always me running to you like, what? What are you doing? What? Yeah.
I literally am I'm out. I'm outies.
I go, I'm bye. And I give a hug. See you later. I have to give hugs. Otherwise, I feel like, I don't know. Do you Irish goodbye?
No, not with the people that I, not like, with not, no, I don't. I usually say goodbye to the people that invited me. I say goodbye to like, key players at the party, and then I leave.
Key players.
Because otherwise you guys will text me, where'd you go? I'd rather just like.
Right. Where'd you go? I left.
Yeah, you know that I left already.
Damn.
But my favorite thing is I'm always like, I'm like, toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Ta-ta.
You say toodaloo, yeah. But goodbyes, when you say goodbyes, like I need a specific, like, you know, there's so many different types, so. When you talk about goodbyes are being hard, like what type of goodbyes?
I feel like, you know, goodbyes can be, they're always different, right? You can say goodbye to a friend. You can say goodbye to a job, your coworkers. You could say goodbye
They are hard for me. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is hard for me sometimes because it's hard, but then it's not. I'm very much, I can be like, okay, bye, see you later. I'm over this experience. I'm done. Like, no hard feelings at all. I'm just, when I'm done, I'm done. When I want to leave, I want to leave. When I don't want to talk, I don't want to talk. Like, that's something that my parents are like, it's very much like when they want to leave, when they're ready to go or when they're ready to leave an experience or something, they're like, I'm ready.
See, I have that at parties, but I don't have that with like people, right? So like if I'm at work or something and I'm leaving that job and I'm saying goodbye to my coworkers, it's not easy for me to go, that's over. It's very hard for me to not let it
go. Like it's over as in you're leaving the job, not for
them. Yeah, like friendships, relationships, family, like it's... if you're like, oh, I'm going to stay with you for like a week, when you leave, it's very hard for me to, maybe that's like a codependent thing. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm like, all of a sudden I'm like, it's giving a little anxious attachment style, babes.
I'm all, where are you going? I'm all like, honey, I baked. And, anyways.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I will say that, like, in saying goodbyes, like, we're going to go between all of them. Friendships, breakups, death, like, actually grieving. There are different types of goodbyes, right? Some of them are absolutely necessary when you have to say goodbye to somebody who's toxic. And then there are goodbyes that are just kind of, like, forced. Somebody breaks up with you. Someone says goodbye to you, you know? When do you think that for you, like, in the sake of, like, a friendship or a job, when do you feel like goodbyes are necessary?
I think when my spirit feels like my time, like I have nothing else to gain, or like everything, my experience moving forward is just kind of like not the same, you know, that, but that's, I don't really think it's like a goodbye. I think it's like a see you later. I'm very much like a see you later where maybe I will remove my energy as, and, you know, put it to someone else or something else who is showing up for me in those ways, you know? Yeah. So, I think I've been trying not to associate like that with being mad that they, I feel disrespected that they're not showing up for me or whatever. It's more so like accepting people where they're at.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that like at this point in my life, yes, people can change, but most people are pretty settled in their ways, you know? So who am I to be like, you need to change. I need to be called. You need to call me more. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not going to force someone to do something that they're not naturally doing. So I'm going to like take a step back. I'm not going to say goodbye, though.
Well, what about like I had a really close friend of mine say goodbye to me. She was just like, you're not capable of being the type of friend that I need. And I just feel like I can't do this. And so I'm going to have to say goodbye. And she was absolutely right. Like, I couldn't give that, you know, I couldn't hold the emotional space to do that. And so I feel like, you know, it was necessary for her perhaps to be able to set that boundary. And by the way, we're still cool. We ended up, it kind of was like a little bit of a see you later, but in terms of like, you know, somebody breaking up with you or being like, I have to go, I think that can be really painful. It can activate a lot of parts of, mentally of abandonment. It can activate parts of you of like not feeling adequate enough when people say goodbye. And I really think that even when you're the one saying goodbye, I feel like it could still activate parts of like abandonment. It could feel like when something comes to an end, there's a sense of loss, there's a sense of grief. And so it's still really painful. I feel like for me, goodbyes are necessary when they kind of become, it's not when the situation no longer serves you, because Oprah often says, like, you know, when something no longer serves you, like, move on. I don't think that that's fair, because a lot of people can be like, you no longer serve me. And it's like, bitch, I was never here to serve you in the first place. Right. Like, that's not what this relationship is, you know? But I think it's more of like when something becomes toxic, when something becomes painful, when the pain outweighs the good, I think that it is time to say goodbye. It is time to go, you know what? I've reached the glass ceiling in all capacities, in at work, in this friendship, in this relationship. Like, there's no growing from here.
I've hit the ceiling.
We've hit the ceiling. And it's like, I have to go, and I love you, and I thank you, and I honor the time that we had together. And truly, Maya, like, I've had so many instances where spiritually I feel like I am on my knees, head to the ground, in awe, and just so thankful for, no matter how fucked up these people were to me, no matter how fucked up the toxic relationships were, or whatever happened between us, at some point there was some goodness, at some point there was some love. And I think that honoring it in a way of saying, like, goodbye, you know, like, farewell, you know, it allows me to honor it.
I do to you and you and you. You know that song? No. Oh, this is what I wanted to say also, is all of this is kind of like letting go of an attachment, like you were saying. And I think it's good to, as you get older, become more detached from people, from family, from friends, from everything, from material objects, not in a way of like you're isolating yourself, but that you're not attached to the expectations of them, or like even expectations of yourself. I feel like, and this is like an extreme way, because I feel like I was so overly obsessive with like my community and my friend group and my friends and like my family, my coworkers, to where if anyone was mad at me or something, or if anyone thought I was a bad friend and wanted to say goodbye to me, it was like devastating. You know, and I never would say goodbye to anyone, because I'm like, well, why? Like, there, I can still fit myself into being their friend, or fit myself into what they need me to be, you know? And so I need to keep them. I need to keep all these people. I need to keep all these things. And I think it just got too much to hold. Yeah. And now I feel like if a friend wanted to be like, you know what, I'm not getting what I need out of this friendship or whatever, and if they just want to say goodbye, I'm not going to run after them or chase them. Like, if you're ready to go, if you're done, then it's okay. You know, if you don't feel like I was a good enough friend for you to come to me and address certain things, and you have if you have never addressed these things that you want to say goodbye to, like, then we were not that good of friends anyway, you know? Yeah, so I think it's kind of being open to changes, and open that people are able to make their own decisions, and that at any time, you know, death is inevitable. People can change their minds. So I'm not going to hold on super tight to those types of things, because it just, I feel like I didn't have enough time for myself, and I was saying goodbye to myself. Whoa.
I feel like, I don't know how people used to say goodbye to each other back in the day, before the internet, before telephones, like when they would go on like the Oregon Trail or some shit, or they had to, our families like cross the borders or do whatever.
The Oregon Trail?
Yeah, like, didn't the settlers do
the Oregon?
There was an old game called the Oregon Trail.
The Oregon Trail?
Isn't it called the Oregon Trail?
What is the Oregon Trail?
Like Oregon, like
Oregon. Oh, okay. You're saying Oregon babes.
Oregon Trail. Oregon doesn't deserve the pizzazz.
Oregon and Oregon, two different things. Are you an Oregon donor?
Oregon, you don't deserve the
oh,
sass.
Don't say that. Oregon's pretty. Sorry, Oregon.
Whatever. Anyways, like, if you're like, how did they, because for me, I'm like, oh, I can't imagine being like, see you never, see you, like, I'm very much like, there's two types of things for me. Like, when we went to Hawaii with my best friends, with my cousins, who are, like, some of my closest friends, too, when we were coming back, we cried. You know, we literally were getting on the plane in Hawaii, and we cried because we were like, we're not going to see each other.
Oh, my gosh,
you know?
Yeah.
When I, like, say goodbye to people at work, I cry. When I graduated eighth grade, I cry. When I leave some of my best friends' houses that don't live here in L.A., I cry. Like, I'm just so, like, I get so moved by the emotions and just so happy about them
because it's love, right?
It's so much love. It's so much love, and you're kind of like, I'm gonna miss you, and that's the thing too, like, I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah, I had I used to visit California all the time when I lived in Arizona, and there was one of my best friends, and every single time we had to leave each other from a trip, we would sob, we would cry in each other's arms. There was this one time when they were dropping me off at the airport, and XO by Beyonce started playing, and we were crying, like, just crying, because, like, I don't, every single time we hung out was on a trip, so we only had, like, a week together, and it was like we were on a cruise, or we were in California doing something. And so that song is a goodbye song. Like, it's so freaking good.
And that's the other part of it too, that when they're good, you kind of go goodbye. I love you and I'll miss you, you know? And it's kind of just like the absence of somebody being there, and you're like, this is really painful. This is really hard, you know? So I can see that being really, intense. I feel like now in my age, like, you know, I'm in my late 30s now, or going into my late 30s this year, I'm 36. It's now, I am now, as of now, learning that I can say goodbye and keep and lock that door and keep it away and be like, and still have the same emotions of like, goodbye, I love you, I can miss you, but stay away, goodbye. Like, but I am learning that. I have learned that as an older person, and I just did not understand that I had that capacity. I don't think that I had that thing. I don't think that I had that when I was younger. Everything was a see you later.
My mom calls it leaving the porch light on and the screen door unlocked.
But I feel like there's some instances with some people where you're just like, nope, turning the lights off. There's no one home. Actually, we moved. Actually,
the plot has been demolished. The entire building has been demolished, and now it's a Kmart. And it's not open. The Kmart's not open.
And it's not open. We actually are underground, 3 miles of worth of tunnel that you have to go through.
Undisclosed location. Yeah, you can't find me. You'll never find me. Don't try. Forget about me. Get your memory erased.
Don't even... But what do you feel like in terms of somebody who, you know, is anxious about either saying goodbye? Like, what advice would you give them in terms of, like, you know, dealing with having to do it and then dealing with having said it?
If, let's create a hypothetical scenario. So, like, let's say they have talked to a friend or something, and they need to say toodaloo, bitch, in a respectable way to them. I would stand on your business. I would say, like, I would write down all the reasons why you want to do this, and know that it's for you, and it's for, like, boundaries and mental health, all that stuff. Like, really ground yourself in that you're making a decision for yourself, not based on ego, but more so, like, This is my boundary, you know, like, stand firm in the decision, because I'm very much like, I will flip flop, you know, I will be like during the conversation, like, oh, I don't actually want to say goodbye. Maybe we can fix this, or maybe we can. But if you're really serious about it, it needs to be a one and done, you know.
Yeah,
cut the cord. Cut the cord.
You're better at that.
Well, I'm better at that when it comes to people who have severely disrespected my boundaries, for sure. For people who are nice to me, if you're nice to me, I will stick around for years.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I feel like for me, I'm just like, eh, whatever, like, I don't care. Like, I can still be nice and still be cool and still be like, whatever, like, it's fine. I think that what tends to happen with goodbyes is we tend to feel like this is an end versus thinking about it as like a new beginning, right? Like when you can say goodbye to anybody, a job, a person, a friend, you open the door to new possibilities. You open the door to people coming in and changing your life. You know, if you say goodbye to a shitty partner, you invite different energy to kind of maybe be what you're looking for, or you learn new lessons. Like, I'm not sure that I have any sort of regrets in terms of any job that I've ever said goodbye to, any partner that I've ever said goodbye to, any friends that I've ever said goodbye to. I actually don't have any regrets because it's opened up different parts of my life. And who I am now, having learned all of those lessons, has really helped me, has really allowed me to grow. I think the most impactful goodbye is death, right? Like, dealing with death and grief, and being able to kind of be like, there really is no way to come back from that and saying goodbye. I think that that can be really hard. Grief in terms of dealing with that is a whole nother beast. But I feel like knowing that goodbyes are a part of life, they are just the inevitable. You say goodbye to your friends in preschool, you say goodbye to your friends in high school, college, whatever. You say goodbye to the person you met at the Sizzler for 10 minutes. Like, it's just a part of what we go through.
Because you got food poisoning.
Oh my God, I got food poisoning at Sizzler.
At the salad bar. I'm psychic. That's why I said, because you got food poisoning.
Yeah. I think Jess did too one time, actually. I think, anyways, I'll let her tell that story. But I think that it can be anxiety inducing, but it is a part of it. And then once you do it, just keep going. It's something that I think that if you felt the need to do it, it's absolutely needed. All right, and now for our zodiac section, we are going to be talking about which signs are good at saying goodbye and which signs are not good at being told goodbye. What do you think?
Capricorns are good at saying goodbye.
Earth signs.
Yeah, the earth signs are really good at saying goodbye for sure. All of them.
Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, like, I'm out. Just, just give them a knife to slice through whatever. Like, you never existed. Like,
but also, y'all say goodbye, but you're still creeping. I feel it. And you'll admit it, too.
Really?
Virgos will admit it. Not you, specifically, but, like, they'll admit it, for sure.
I definitely will say goodbye, but I always will keep, like... No, I'll say goodbye.
You say goodbye it for yourself, but it's not actually goodbye. Hold up. Capricorns say goodbye. That's it. Virgos are little fakers. Because they'll say it, but they won't actually do it because they have their own ways. Uh-huh. Okay? Because they want to see, like, was I actually right? I know I was right. I know I was right, but... I just want to see. And then they'll go back and be like, yep, definitely right. I was right. And then they'll go back again and be like, wait.
I was right. But Virgos are always right. So what about Taurus? What about those earth signs? What about the other earth sign?
Yeah, Taurus, I think they've already said goodbye in their mind a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But they're just kind of waiting on you to do something to be like, okay, now I'm out. You know, give them a reason to leave. I've experienced that firsthand.
But I feel like Tauruses are also like, give them a few months and they're like, oh, I wonder how they... My mom's a Taurus. My sister's a Taurus.
Sometimes they'll come back like nothing. Like, didn't you just make a big stink about like a dramatic thing about how you deserve better? Go deserve better.
Yeah. I feel like fire signs are kind of like that too, though. I feel like Leos are very stubborn with that, like, fuck that, I'm out, I don't give a shit. But I feel like Aries are very open to, like, burning shit down. And then I think that because Aries are known for being, they know that they can be reactive, I think that they'll doubt their decision too and be like, oh shit, did I
fucking... Here's the thing, is sometimes we will self-sabotage so much to where... We are forced to say goodbye because we've done too much creeper shit, you know, to be like, I've already burned this down. So what more can I do?
Yeah. Sagittarius already gone.
Yeah. They left at the beginning of the podcast. Yeah. At the beginning of this episode. Sagittarius, they're like, goodbyes. Like, what is this about? No. Bye.
Sagittarius are just waiting for you to fucking crack the champagne on their ship, on their little boats. They can be like, shoom.
I think Scorpios are like, they'll say goodbye, but they have to make it a big fanfare sometimes or slip out like, and be like, bye. I just feel like they're very dramatic. And I'm just kind of like, girl, you didn't have to do all that.
I feel like Scorpios say goodbye when they're like lowering you to the ground and throwing soil over you and praying over your grave.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it has to be like a big kind of thing because, or they will leave without saying goodbye. And make a big deal about that. Like, I feel like Scorpios are, they want to be like so mysterious, so fucking bad, but I'm so sorry. Like, I think Aries can see right through that. I can see right through every single Scorpio. And I love it. I'm here for the theatrics. I will help you get more dirt so you can throw it on their coffin.
Yeah, I feel like Scorpio energy, because I'm double Scorpio, I feel like it's less about, like, wanting to be mysterious. I think there's just parts of the Scorpio that just are. And so I think that, like, the goodbye is kind of like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, you, I don't know. I feel like I'm thinking about all the Scorpios in my life, and I feel like they're all, like, burrowers, like the little animals that, like, burrow underground. That's how I think of them. Like, I think of them as, like, just, oh, like, the scorpions. Like, exactly like that. Like, just going in and being like, yeah, I get it. I think the other water signs, like Cancer and Pisces.
Pisces will not say goodbye at all. I mean, see, Pisces men will not say goodbye. They don't say goodbye to me.
I feel like Pisces, it takes them a lot to say goodbye, but once they do, you do not exist. Like, you have never existed. You were never born. You don't have a birth certificate. There was never any, like, egg to sperm contact. You are
wiped
just into the out. Black hole of existence. That's it. Like, Pisces are just like, when they're through, they're through. I'm like, hello? And I'm like, hello, Pisces. And I'm like, hello, 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 hello. And they just don't.
Because they turned their invisibility cloak on. They're exactly. there. They're there.
Cancers, I feel like, to
Cancers
me.
Cancers are dramatic, I feel like.
I feel like they've already taken notes of all the ways that you've heard him. So, her, whoa.
Whoa.
Them, not him.
Whoa. You good?
Cancers will take notes on how you've hurt them. And so when they say goodbye, it's based off of all of that. Like, I'm gone because of this. Air signs don't care. They don't have souls. They don't have emotions. They don't care.
Air signs? Air signs? I don't know, man. They are... Air signs are the true mysterious ones. Honestly,
I know.
They don't have to. Them. They don't have to make an aesthetic. Sometimes they just are.
they just are. Yeah. They just,
Geminis are. Yeah, Geminis. You won't know if they've said goodbye to you, but you'll know if you don't get a Christmas card that year. Yeah. I didn't get a Christmas card from a Gemini this year. I'm like, oh fuck. Okay.
Yeah, Joyce, where were you this Christmas?
Yeah, and Aquarius are. They don't care about like. I mean, they're so like against anything society wants or deems acceptable that they do things their own way. So they're not even checked in. They're on another planet right now.
My dad's an Aquarius. My dad says goodbye to people like there's no tomorrow. My dad's very like, not even just like a goodbye or like a final thing or something that broke the camel's back. It's literally just like a gradient, like a fade out, and then whole new life, like that never existed. That just my dad is like,
oh my god, that's so true. I have an Aquarius ex who literally has lived like 500,000 lives. Where I'm like, damn, boy, a couple years ago, you wanted to marry me, move in with me, and now you got another girl pregnant.
Yeah.
Damn, girl. Okay.
Not another girl pregnant, because you didn't get pregnant, but like a girl pregnant.
He got a girl pregnant after me, and then again, like 10 years. He came back 10 years later, and then he got another girl pregnant. So he has two baby mamas that are not me.
Oh, I know exactly who we're talking about.
Yeah, well, I was like, damn. You love me that much?
Zodiac section. Sorry, Libras.
Libras. They're good. You're good in my book, baby.
Yeah. Maya, how do you plead on goodbyes?
Bye. I go, toodles. My mom goes, bye-bye. 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 Bye. I go, bye.
Bye.
And when I talk to my little nephew, I go, bye, baby. Bye, baby.
Every time we hang up, I go, well, we always do that with each other. We'll talk for like 3 hours and be like, well.
Text. I always go, my out is text me. I'm always my like, out is text like, me.
So I'll hit you up later.
Yeah. I'm always like, text me. Love you.
I did want to say, goodbyes are hard. You're not alone. Whether you're saying goodbye to your friend, your lover, your situationship, your coworkers, or death, or an identity, or that crazy little white hair that grows out in the middle of your forehead all of a sudden.
Or on your cheek, like the top of your cheek.
They can be hard, but they sometimes are very necessary. And so if you're going through it, just be kind to yourself, be kind to others. Try to send them off with a lot of love. And in the words of the Spice Girls, look for the rainbow in every storm. Find out for certain love's gonna be there for you.
Click.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast. Curly, how can they find you on social media?
You can find me at The Curly V Show on TikTok and Instagram. Maya, where can people find you?
You can find me at Maya in the Moment, M-A-Y-A in the Moment, anywhere online, because we're chronically online. Love you. Bye.
I'm shaking my titties right now.
Ow. Okay.
make sure to hit that subscribe button to hear more episodes every single week. The Super Secret Bestie Club podcast is a production of Sonoro in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.